United Health reveals hackers stole health data from a substantial portion of people in America. What does that mean for you? Well, catch the latest details on today's episode of MSP Dispatch. In a story from Zach Whitaker at TechCrunch.com, United Health reveals cyber attack impact on Change Healthcare. Health insurance company United Health Group disclosed a ransomware breach targeting its subsidiary, Change Healthcare, which led to the theft of America's private healthcare data. Although the exact number of affected individuals remains undisclosed, the breach could affect a large portion of the U.S. population. The stolen data, including personal and protected health information, is currently in a review, a process expected to span several months before affected individuals are notified. United Health confirms no full medical histories or doctors' charts were compromised, but Ransom Hub is now releasing parts of the stolen data and demanding a ransom. United Health paid cybercriminals without revealing the sum, following a $22 million ransom paid by Change Healthcare to another group, Alpha V. The cyber attack, initiated on February 21st, caused extensive disruptions in pharmacies and hospitals nationwide, with United Health reporting losses exceeding $870 million U.S. CEO Andrew Witty is scheduled to testify before House lawmakers on May 1st. Josh, let's take a peek at this before. I am fairly certain this is a new topic because we've never talked about ransomware. We've never talked about exploits on this show. By the way, it's a great way to just initiate a smile from every single one of the co-hosts because that's all we talk about here, which is incredibly important. What are your thoughts on this topic? Because at the end of the day, what we're seeing is $22 million was paid prior, and they're not even talking about what they paid here. So that was to a previous group. They paid a previous group $22 million US. There's a new hack that cost $870 million in damage, in with losses. What are your thoughts on this? I just don't see an end. I don't see paying that other group had any real positive impact. I feel like this number is just going to continue to grow. What are your thoughts?
I mean, my thoughts to fit into 3 minutes of time is going to be hard, but
you have 10 seconds. Give us the answer, the resolution. Go,
I mean, we could talk quickly about paying the ransom. I mean, it seems like that's your only choice, but there's more that goes into the final cost other than how much it costs the ransom. Well, you're talking downtime, you're talking the privacy, the credit monitoring services that you need to provide to all of the affected individuals, loss of reputation, et cetera. All that stuff can completely snowball. But paying, I mean, and yeah, you paid the ransom and now you're being attacked again. You know, is there any honor among thieves? Typically, you know, and I'm not a threat actor. I'm on the other side of it. I'm trying to defend it. But, you know, typically, like, let's take businesses aside, individuals, elderly that get compromised with the scams of people calling saying that they're Microsoft support and they need to buy gift cards and things. Once one of those gets scammed, they put on a list saying, hey, we were able to scan them. And more often than not, they get scammed again. And I have a feeling it's kind of the same thing here. Like, hey, this group, or I guess this is how I feel. Now, I don't know if this is true or not, but if a business gets compromised, then hey, these guys got compromised. They paid the ransom. Let's just do it again because they've shown they've paid. And you know, so, I get it. It's a business decision. Sometimes you have to pay it, but in this case, you know, we see it didn't quite pay off.
So you're bringing up an incredible point. So the recidivism rate is high among those that have been hacked. The hackers coming back to this clearly identified target. It sounds like we have an inherited obligation to pay for these issues. I'm throwing this out there as the obvious point, meaning, where do you pay? Are we paying, hey, I've been hacked, I'm going to pay the ransom. I would like to prepare for the payment, so I'm paying for insurance. But maybe if we take this a little bit further and say, why don't we prepare for everything and start preparing for the necessary backups simulating an attack, simulating a ransomware attack, simulating a complete and absolute shutdown of an isolated location, or to identify what the blast radius would be in the event of this occurring. Maybe that should be the discussions ahead. From the MSP side, they're like, great, let's do this. But I don't think that's ever really been the focus, because we're saying, hey, yeah, have your data backup, but we're immediately jumping into the, you need insurance for exploit and payment, but that doesn't take care of the remediation, the path resolution, and keeping the business uptime. It doesn't take, and then we're talking after that of, let's pay ransomware, and does the insurance cover that? But we clearly have a recidivism rate that's higher. I think these are excellent, excellent things that we should be talking about. Excellent discussion. To everyone out there, thank you so much for tuning in. If you found this story eye-opening, catch MSP Dispatch every Tuesday and Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and additional content throughout the week for more in-depth news coverage. Share your thoughts below, and remember to hit subscribe. See y'all next time, and stay safe.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.